Hey everyone, Grimlord here, and I've got a heck of a rebuttal for you, Sandman, but first let's get to our sponsor, SpinningRobotPussy.com. For just a few payments, or maybe it's a one-time fee, I'm not exactly sure how that works, you can get a device that could fit in almost any doll, especially the WM models. So if you need a little bit of zing to your doll experience, then you can count on SpinningRobotPussy.com. Also, there is Jazz USA's closed game, Seishoujo's latest title, translated in English. You can pick it up at jazzusa.com, or you can get it at JList. Now, let's get on with the rebuttal here. Okay, now, first off, Sandman, again and again and again, you have said over and over that you believe that the best way for man and machine to combine, for the lack of a better term here, would be to take a thought and have her sync up with the device. Well, I know you're in your 40s. And maybe you don't see a lot of what goes on in relationships other than what people have sent you and emails and things like that. But it is a pretty bad situation out here with the modern woman. And there is very little respect to men given. And there are channels like Taylor the Fiend, channels like Darius M, channels like Alexander Grace, where they have posted the videos from the TikTok feeds of these women who are literally doing everything that we pretty much would not want in any kind of synced up device, because if they're that bad in person, think about how bad they'll be if they're in a synced up pleasure device, which is kind of what you're referring to here. Because you're basically saying that we need this woman to sync up to this machine so that we could have a more realistic experience. And unfortunately, 99% is not enough. It has to be 100. And that is where you're going to have problems. Lots of problems. Because, first of all, again, we are not dealing with the same kind of women anymore. We're not dealing with women that would be like, oh, that would be a good idea. No, we're dealing with women that will be like, oh, I've got 400,000 subscribers, so I should smack 400,000 men in the face just because I can, hee. Let's not have that be an interface, especially when all the women's cars have broken down and guys have offered to help and they were accused of flirting and hooking up with the girls. I couldn't believe this when I saw it. It's like, we're not hooking up with you. We're not trying to flirt on you or hook up with you. We just want to help you. And the girls did not understand time and time again. I would have left a long time ago. But it is really, really, really bad. I do not know who you expect of the modern women, the modern generation of women, to sync up with these devices. Are you implying that, you know, loveless fem cells are the ones that are going to be doing it? The sad girls? Is that what it is? The sad girls will be linking up with us in robotic form, and that's pretty much how it'll be? There'll just be a robot with a sad girl's face on it or whatever, and it's one of those like they've done in on these apps where they'll take the entire face, and you can actually do it in video now where they show the person completely augmented by the app, so they don't even look like themselves. And they've been doing that in very poor countries. You can see the real woman, and then you can see her in the app, and she looks like a completely different woman, and all the guys go crazy because they don't see the real woman behind the screen. There was actually a Twitter feed where they were showing all that. They showed about 3 or 4 different ones from a poorer country, might have been Bangladesh, but different women, and they were not looking that great at all. But with the app, they could basically give themselves all kinds of plastic surgery and things like that because, you know, it's actually pretty decent, and it works well with motion video. So you can basically catfish in video now. That's a little disturbing. Some people can catch it. I can catch it. There's a Chinese model that does it. She's gotten very popular, but she has done it a lot. And you can tell the change in the facial features. It looks like more than plastic. You know how, like, some of these women will get plastic surgery and it looks super plastic? Well, this one, really plastic. Like, it's almost like a digital CGI image or something. It's really easy to spot if you know what to look for. But you're going to be getting that. Meanwhile, the rather large and charged feminist will be on the other side. And who knows? I mean, honestly, it doesn't seem like it's going to work. You know, you want to actually interface with this generation of woman. And it's just because you can't accept the fact that, you know, it's not going to be 100%. It's never going to be 100%. You said 10 to 20 years, even hundreds of years maybe, before we can actually put a robot and a human together and you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Yeah, it's going to take that long. That's why a lot of guys are going waifu, because of course it's not perfect and it's more of an animated character. It's more of a CGI character, cel-shaded, whatever you want to call it. That's more feasible, but having a real human being is a little bit more difficult, and again, you have to sync with the kinds of women we have today. We're not going to be syncing with women, with the mindset of the 90s, or the 80s, or even the 2000s. We're talking about the 2020, thoughts and zoomers. Those are the ones you're going to be syncing with. It will not be a good experience. You have already seen, or maybe you haven't, it's a Gundam posted things from Twitch where some of the women would get so mad if people didn't sub to them that they would yell at their own fans, yell and scream and holler at their own fans. Is that really something you want to hook up with? I mean, is that something you really want to interface with? It just doesn't make any sense to me. They're not the same kinds of women. I don't get it. Why would you possibly want to do this? This doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, if we had a different kind of woman, a different kind of mindset, who would be into this kind of thing, sure. But what I can see is this has a lot of potential to be a really awful thing for men, to backfire. I think that it could be a situation where they could start accusing men of rape and other circumstances because maybe they didn't feel up to it that day, or maybe they felt violated. There's a lot of different things that they can do and be in full, you know, the law will pretty much protect them in that situation. So it's not a really good idea. It's not a good idea at all. I mean, that's the only thing I have to say about it. I honestly don't see how you could take the modern woman of today and want her to sync up with any kind of robot or AI. At most, it'll be a fake performance. I mean, it's not going to be real. It's going to be about as real as the AI. And that's not going to sell it for you either, because she's only going to be faking it. That woman's not really in love with you. That woman really doesn't care about you. She's not programmed to care about you. She's only going to do her job, because everybody has their own agenda at the end of the day. And again, the law will pretty much back her up on everything. There's no way in the world that she'll have to worry about anything. It doesn't matter what she says. They're going to say, oh, we don't believe you. No, of course they'll believe her. So if something goes wrong, even if nothing did, it's going to fall back on you. So I have no idea why you want to do this. I think it's a really, really awful idea. I think it's one of the worst ideas I've ever heard, because we're not dealing with the same kind of women. Even if you want to sync with some woman in, like, a super foreign country, maybe that'll work. Like, if you find, like, and when I say super foreign, I mean, like, one of those third world countries where maybe they have different standards. I mean, that's if that is that what you're gonna do? I mean, maybe. But that's not what I gathered from the video. What I gathered from the video is you want to take somebody from the West and have them interface with the machine. And that's just a terrible, terrible, terrible idea. It's a horrible idea. It's not going to work. It's one of the worst ideas I've ever heard of. I mean, this idea is not going to work. It's not going to be what you want it to be. I'm going to tell you time and time again, it's not going to be what you want it to be. It's not going to be the loving waifu that gives you head pats. It's going to be a woman doing a job, pretending to be all the things. It's going to be like a girlfriend experience or even just a hooker. I mean, there's really nothing much different than doing this or with a call girl. Or, you know, whatever you want to call it over there. You've got prostitution legal in Canada. I mean, there's not going to be much of a difference. You're just not going to swap body fluids. That's the only difference I can see. And maybe that's what you want. I don't know. But I'll tell you what I want, what I don't want. I don't want any of this to fall back on me. And that's what I can see happening with an interface. Because if we already know that a lot of the modern women are very distrustful, then why would we want to have them interface with robots and give us head pats and tell us we're good boys? Like, that's the worst thing you'd want. You'd never want a robot or a woman that acts the way the kind these women do, acting like that. Unless you want like a 40-year-old or a 50-year-old, you know, 60, 70. You might have a grandma that might work out well, and they can use a voice filter. And you'll never know it's a granny. It could be just a regular woman of their woman's voice until you hear the word Sunny, and you're like, oh, okay, well, this is a grandma. I just won't pretend. I'll just, you know, look the other way. And maybe that's how it'll work for you. But I'm just honest, man. I just can't see this working. You know, I like to ramble a lot, but what I'm saying is true. Darius M., Taylor the Fiend, Alexander Grace, several others I didn't mention, they're talking about these women using their own TikToks and Instagrams, whatever else they do, showing you in their own words that these women are not going to be the kind you want to interface with. They don't care about you. They're not the same kind of woman. They're not going to even, I mean, at most it's going to be pretend. It's just going to be pretend. It's not going to be a real thing. I mean, you might as well go to a Canadian hooker right now. Because that's the same thing you're going to get. The same exact thing you're going to get. You're not going to get, again, the fluids. But you're going to get everything else. She's going to pretend to do this and pretend to do that. Pretend to be this and that. But it's not going to be real. I mean, that's why so many guys are for the AI option. Because why would you want to have a woman that doesn't actually care about you pretend to care about you in a virtual, you know, atmosphere? I mean, it's better if people have at least something kind of, like, in common as far as, you know, like they have a legitimate kind of connection. Like, at least you can connect. I mean, you think she's attractive and she thinks you're attractive. I mean, even if it's like VR or something like that, at least you could kind of fake it till you make it there. But I mean, when, I don't know. I mean, if that's what you're trying to do, maybe, again, maybe you're just going to do like a VR thing where you both look completely different and you're not you and you use Brad Pitt's voice or something and you look like Brad Pitt. I don't know. Something like that. Maybe it'll work then. But then she's still going to be the same person and you're going to be the same person. I don't know. Again, it just sounds like the fakest thing ever. I would rather knowingly have something that is fake and modeled and a CGI modeler than to actually have a real woman that pretends to be something she isn't. You know, at least I know the AI is half-ass trying to be what I want it to be. It's trying with the voice print. It's trying with the programming. You know, it's trying with each line to learn me and know how I act and how I behave and what I like to do. You know, it wants to learn me so that it can better pleasure me and be a partner, I guess you could say. The other woman, she's not going to do that. She's only doing what she's being paid for. It's just like an OnlyFans. That's all it is. It's an OnlyFans with a hooker attached to it. And I've said this is going to happen. What you want is going to happen. Of course, it's not going to be what you want. It's going to be guy with a bag of greasy potato chips hooks up with this older woman or whatever, just laying around in her pajamas, and of course they both look like Adonises. They both look amazing. Well, I mean, he would look like an Adonis, she would look like, I don't know, Aphrodite or some shit. Anyway, yeah, that's all you're gonna get. I don't think it's gonna work for you. At the end of the day, you're going to have to face that, and I know you don't want to. It's hard, but it's a little bit of a black pill that's necessary. And again, we don't live in the 1990s, we don't live in the 2000s, we don't live in the 80s, we live in the 2020s, we live in the era of TikTok. And if you've looked at enough TikTok feeds, you will find that women are revealing more about themselves than we ever thought possible, and they are, as RPM said, definitely not made of sugar and spice and everything nice. They're on some whole other shit, and they're definitely on some whole other shit now. And the circus music here more or less confirms my point, because we live in clown world, sir. And in clown world, things do not operate the way that you wish them to. I would absolutely love for your idea to work. I would love it that you could have a woman that's like, oh, I want to be part of this fantasy. I'm not saying that there aren't any. I'm just saying that it's going to be very slim pickings. And a lot of them may be older. If you do not mind that, then fine. But you will probably not find the Zoomer girl that would probably go for that for the money to be actually interested in you. And even if she's interested in you, she'll probably be interested in a bunch of other men too, because they'll want to interface with her. Eventually, it will be swapped over to guys, as has the OnlyFans stuff, as I've talked about, where guys have admitted to writing messages and pretending to be the girls. Is that something you want, Sandman? Something where you look and it looks like a woman's face, but it is a CGI mask, or basically a very well, because CGI, when I say CGI, I'm not talking about like Final Fantasy, the Spirits Within crap. I'm talking about something that actually looks like a real human being. It's very hard to tell the difference, but it's a man just controlling that, and it's not going to be hard to do. It's not going to be hard for a man, any man, to basically fool you and say the things you want, especially a gay man. Because there's some very feminine gay men out there. Especially, you know, we've got the trans and in that community there who are more feminine, and they will know what to say. And you won't even know. Like, you won't even know that's a guy. You'll be like, oh, I had this great time with this woman through a VR headset. And then, matter of fact, you did not have a time with a woman. You had a time with a man. Now, if you can accept that, that's fine. I mean, I have nothing against it. I'm just letting you know ahead of time. There is a very good chance that it could be a man behind that image. It's not hard to do. And these are all very important things that you need to keep in mind. Because when I see this talk of this interfacing a human with a robot, or interfacing a human with a VR, I see so many ways that it can go wrong. And we have to look at this black pill, because if we don't look at this black pill, then we can't find the red pill awareness in it. We have to be aware of this black pill. We have to say, okay, we're going to see reality the way it is. Remember, the red pill is about seeing reality the way it is, not the way you want it to be. And one thing I have learned is that sometimes it involves a lot of black pills, a lot of things we don't want to accept. I see a lot of these things happening because I'm very good at predicting trends. And I see this kind of just with relationships and TikTok and Tinder and all this sort of thing, OnlyFans, all that kind of stuff, the Fansly and my fans and all that kind, you know, that thing. I see where all this is headed. So any man that's going to say, hey, ladies, you can use this to interact with men. Oh, yeah, they're going to do it all right. But they're going to get so many men that, yes, they'll be swapped for men. They're like, I'm sorry, I don't have time to deal with all these guys right now. And they'll pay other men to do the thing. And they're not going to be stupid guys either. They're going to be guys that are very smart, know how to use the technology, and are looking at it as a paycheck. Again, if that's something you want, then go for it. But I really, really think you need to kind of think about this. Because it's just not going to work the way you want it to. I want it to work the way you want it to, but I know how people are, and I know how society is, and I know how tech is. Sure, you can sell it. I have no doubt you can sell it. But I don't think you understand the ramifications and how crazy this can get. At any rate, this will be the Grim Lord, and I thank you all for watching, and I am out. Later, enjoy the decline.